This is Mohamed Muizzu. He is the current president of Maldives. He took over the presidential office on 17th November 2023. Now, if any politician wants to become a president of a country, then they have to look for some issue and they have to evolve themselves by making that issue so big and significant. Ultimately, that issue helps in getting them a political seat. That is what even the current Maldives president did. He campaigned on an issue. And what was that issue? He started criticizing India, started taking anti-India stance, alleging India's political interference in Maldives. He thinks that Maldives should not be excessively dependent on India for economic and security matters. Which, if you see, is a great thought. There is nothing wrong with that. Every country who believes that they are a sovereign country should exercise independence. They have all the right in the world to be independent. However, here you need to understand that in geopolitics, diplomacy and international relations, appearing independent and actually being independent are two distinct things. A small island nation like the Maldives may present itself as an independent country, but it cannot be completely independent. Just like if you look at island nations near China, even though they may project themselves as independent, in reality, they are not truly independent. The same principle applies to the Pacific Island countries near Australia or New Zealand. Even the countries in Europe appear to be independent, but on critical matter, they bow down in front of United States. So the principle is, a bigger country next to a smaller country will always exert some influence, because every country has interests, and those interests have to be met. In doing so, there will be some direct and indirect influence. Now that you have understood the current Maldivian President Muizzu's anti-India stance, let me briefly and quickly tell you about the Maldivian politics. Because everything begins from internal politics and then it finds outside expansion. So primarily there are two prominent political parties in Maldives. Number one, Maldivian Democratic Party, MDP. Number two, Progressive Party of Maldives, PPM. Now have a look at this complete list of Maldivian presidents so far. Right now, we will focus only on these three from 2018 to present. And by the way, Abdullah Yameen and Maumoon Abdul Gayoom, who ruled Maldives for 30 years, they both are brothers. President Abdullah Yameen from 2013 to 2018, he belonged to Progressive Party of Maldives. Then President Ibrahim Muhammad Soleh from 2018 to 2023, he is part of the Maldivian Democratic Party. And the current president Mohamed Muizzu, who took over the presidency on 17th November 2023, he is a member of People's National Congress. I mentioned about two prominent political parties, but here a third political party's name has come up, that is People's National Congress. This party is a split from the Progressive Party of Maldives. Now I'll tell you what the political twist is. Before becoming a presidential nominee, Mohamed Muizzu was the mayor of Male, the capital city of Maldives. Now, even if you are a mayor of a city, you still have to be part of some political party, right? So, as a mayor, Mohamed Muizzu was a member of the Progressive Party of Maldives, the same political party that made Abdullah Yameen as Maldives president from 2013 to 2018. That means both of them are familiar with each other. Now, what happened was, on December 25th, 2022, Supreme Court of Maldives sentenced former President Abdullah Yameen 11 years in prison. He was convicted for money laundering and corruption cases. As soon as Mohamed Yameen got convicted, Mohamed Muizzu started planning his departure from the Progressive Party of Maldives because the corruption charges associated with former president had tarnished the party's reputation. So Mohamed Muizzu thought that if he still hung around in the same political party, then his political aspirations of becoming the president would be crushed. Muizzu opted to leave the Progressive Party of Maldives. Instead, he joined the People's National Congress, seeking a new political platform to pursue his political ambition as presidential contestant. Now, every political party nominates one candidate to contest as president. Even to win that nomination, you need to win within the party. Mohamed Muizzu won the nomination within his new party, that is People's National Congress. In Maldives, the president and the members of parliament are both chosen independently by people via democratic elections. The Maldivian parliament, known as the Majlis, has 87 members who are also directly elected by the people in separate parliamentary elections. These elections happen every 5 years. Similarly, even the Maldivian people directly choose the president through a national election. It is not chosen by the parliament. This means that every eligible Maldivian citizen can cast a vote for the preferred presidential candidate. Now, Maldives holds separate elections for parliament and president, and they occur on different schedules. The most recent parliamentary election was held on April 6, 2019. The next parliamentary election is expected to be held in April 2024. Similarly, the most recent presidential election was held in two rounds, on September 9th and 30, 2023. The next presidential election is expected to be held in September 2028. If you look at the 2019 parliamentary election in Maldives, the Maldivian Democratic Party won the election with 65 seats out of 87 seats. But then if you look at the presidential election, as I said, Maldives have separate presidential election and parliamentary election. That means seat distribution in parliamentary election is not relevant because voters directly elect presidential candidates and not political parties with parliamentary seats. So if you look at the 2023 presidential election, there were two candidates. Mohammad Muezzu from People's National Congress. He got 54% vote in the first round and 53% vote in second round. And the second candidate was Ibrahim Mohamed Soli from Maldivian Democratic Party. He got 46% vote in first round and again 46% in second round. So if you see, Mohamed Muezzu won the presidential election with a narrow margin. Now you may have a question, how come he got more votes than Ibrahim Mohamed Soli? In fact, Ibrahim Mohamed Soli was also the former president of Maldives and his political party also has the majority seat in Maldivian parliament. So this is where you have to understand that on December 25th, 2022, when Mohamed Yameen got sentenced for 11 years jail, his chances of becoming the presidential candidate for his political party was zero. It was with great reluctance that he had to agree to the nomination of Mohamed Muezzu as a PPM-PNC coalition candidate on August 8, 2023, merely a month ahead of the election. Former President Mohamed Yameen was not at all in favor of Mohamed Muezzu's presidential candidature, but he had no other option because he was sentenced to jail, and his own political party members slowly turned in favor of Mohamed Muezzu because if he won, then he will pay them back for their loyalty by distributing positions in government. After becoming president, Mohamed Muezzu started distributing various positions in the government to senior members in the PPM and PNC. He even added his wife and her family members to this list. Under the Maldivian constitution, the president can make any appointment to ministerial positions and to independent institutions. However, there is a catch. For these appointments to take effect, they have to be approved by a majority in the Majlis, that is the Maldivian parliament. And as I said, the Maldivian parliament is dominated by the Maldivian Democratic Party, who has 65 seats. And then this year in 2024, again they have a parliamentary election. If Mohamed Muezzu does not win a parliamentary majority, he will be unable to function. And one more thing that you need to understand is that there is no anti-defection law in Maldives, which means elected members frequently switch sides depending on prospects. That is exactly the democratic loophole Mohamed Muezzu will exploit in upcoming election. He can easily lure the new member of parliaments with gifts, luxury, give them plots and apartments in the prime location of Maldives. So these are some possibilities. And the reason I say this is because it has happened in the past. Former presidents of Maldives have done this. Now again, let me show you the list of all the presidents of Maldives till now. Under their name, you can also see the name of the political parties they belong to. The current president, Mohamed Muezzu, is from People's National Congress, but he is a representative of a coalition party, that is People's National Congress plus Progressive Party of Maldives. Ibrahim Mohamed Soli is from Maldivian Democratic Party. Before him, Abdullah Yameen is from Progressive Party of Maldives. So if you see, Mohamed Muezzu and Abdullah Yameen, their political parties are pro-China. And Ibrahim Mohamed Soli and his Maldivian Democratic Party is pro-India. If you go and read about why was President Abdullah Yameen sentenced to 11 years of jail, you will see that he was found guilty of corruption and money laundering. As I said, Abdullah Yameen was a pro-China leader and his political party, Progressive Party of Maldives, is also a pro-China party. During his presidential term from 2013 to 2018, he and his political party has passed so many projects and agreements that favored China economically instead of India. And India had a tough time in exploring its diplomatic and economic options in Maldives because, as I said, the president and his political party were pro-China. Abdullah Yameen is also the reason why Mohamed Nasheed, the former president of Maldives, got arrested and had to run away to Sri Lanka, and today he is part of the Sri Lankan politics. Abdullah Yameen was president from 2013 to 2018. In 2018, again election happened. Since Mohamed Nasheed was in Sri Lanka, and there were criminal charges against him, so naturally he could not come back to Maldives, otherwise he would be arrested. It was India's research and analysis wing who suggested Mohammad Nasheed not to return to Maldives and instead name someone else who is close to him as the leader of the Maldivian Democratic Party and the presidential candidate for 2018 election. That is how Mohammad Nasheed gave charge of his political party to his close friend Ibrahim Mohammed Soli, who went on to become the president in 2018. If you understand Abdullah Yameen's mindset, he always aspired to be the perpetual president or let's say ruler of the Maldives. This is because his elder brother Maumoon Abdul Gayoom ruled the Maldives for 30 years, from 1978 to 2008. So his younger brother also developed a similar desire to rule the Maldives indefinitely. However, this did not happen in 2018. The party led by Mohammad Nasheed succeeded in making Ibrahim Mohammed Soli the president of the Maldives by winning the elections. Additionally, there was also the involvement of the Indian Intelligence Agency in this process. That is why I say that the Maldivian Democratic Party is pro-India. Naturally, from 2018 to 2023, under Ibrahim Mohammed Soli's presidency, India got many investment projects. After Ibrahim Mohammed Soli became president in 2018, Mohammad Nasheed, he was still controlling his political party in Maldives from Sri Lanka. And it was on his instruction, Ibrahim Mohammed Soli ordered investigations against Abdullah Yameen. And that's how Abdullah Yameen got convicted for 5 years jail term in 2019 and then again 11 years jail term in 2022. Now I want you to understand this political scenario. The Maldivian Democratic Party was being controlled and run by Mohammad Nasheed from Sri Lanka. Even he had corruption charges on him and that is why he ran away to Sri Lanka. And everyone knew that Ibrahim Mohammed Soli was a puppet running the country on behalf of Mohammad Nasheed. And then if you look at the other political party, that is the Progressive Party of Maldives, even their leader Abdullah Yameen was convicted in 2019 and 2022. Now the big leaders of two main political parties of Maldives have corruption charges against them. One got jail term and the other one has run away to Sri Lanka. And both of these people are having their puppets who are running their political parties. And if you remember, in 2019, Narendra Modi got re-elected as the Prime Minister of India. And India's control over Maldives through Ibrahim Mohammed Soli was also increasing. And 2020-21, Corona pandemic kept everyone busy and locked in their homes. That is when China stepped in. China started funding anti-Indian narrative campaigns in Maldives in 2020 and 2021. Through newspapers, social media, electronic media, China started spreading this news that the current Maldivian government of Ibrahim Soli is wrongly accusing Abdullah Yameen because Indian intelligence agency has ordered them to do so. Try to understand this situation, okay? Both these major political parties, they both have wrongdoings under their belt. I'm not saying one is good, one is bad. But China started funding anti-Indian narrative campaign in Maldives in 2020 and 21. Right after Abdullah Yameen's 2019 jail term. On top of it, if you see, Maldives is an Islamic country. When Prime Minister Modi won the elections again in 2019, you may have often observed that Narendra Modi is often associated with anti-Muslim narrative. Even Turkey is involved in supporting Maldives' anti-Muslim narrative in India. Turkey has done this with Kashmir as well. And now Maldives has signed a deal to get drones from Turkey. This anti-Indian narrative has been actively fueled by China through disinformation. What I mean to say is that, within the Maldives, newspapers, social media channels and various other small and large media outlets whose editors have received substantial funds from China have been involved in promoting anti-Indian narrative. Articles have been written in such a manipulated way that it will sound funny, especially related to a small country like the Maldives. The story of the former president Abdullah Yameen has been twisted and exaggerated to suggest that the entire Indian government wants to control the Maldives. This is the reason why Abdullah Yameen, who supposedly fights for the rights of the Maldivian people, has been imprisoned. Such unnecessary claims and manipulations have been spread here and there with Chinese funding. Because there was nothing else to do during the lockdown. If you keep reading and listening to the same type of news day and night, your mind will eventually accept false news as the truth. One example of that I'm trying to say can be seen on June 2022 event, when the Indian High Commission in Maldives was planning to organize International Yoga Day. Islamic extremists started protesting and disrupted the event, calling yoga as anti-Islamic activity. So you see how the anti-India narrative was funded and started from pandemic time by China. Now next year, that is in 2023, presidential election was due. By mid of 2022, it was very clear for China that if they want to gain some control in Maldivian politics, they have to run this anti-India narrative till the 2023 presidential election. Because if you see, China is not at all interested in who becomes the president or what is happening to the politics of Maldives. What China is interested in is regaining the access and permits of infrastructure projects in Maldives. Now think about this. Who do you think China would choose to become the torchbearer of the manufactured anti-Indian narrative? Abdullah Yameen cannot become the president because he is convicted. So this is where China turned its focus on a new person, Mohammad Muizu, who was previously part of Abdullah Yameen's party. Muizu was the mayor of Male City. I spoke about this. And then I also said Muizu left Progressive Party as soon as Abdullah Yameen got 11 years jail term in December 2022. He joined People's National Congress. This is where Mohammad Muizu came in China's notice. Plus, he's young, 45 years old. Otherwise, Abdullah Yameen would have chosen his friend, that is some senior politician from his party, to contest for the presidential election. But China did not want any senior politician. Because think about it. It would have been difficult for China to control an aged senior politician. Instead, it is much easier to control a young politician and make him the torchbearer of anti-India narrative. It was with great reluctance that Abdullah Yameen had to agree and appoint Muizu as PPM-PNC coalition candidate on August 8, 2023, merely a month before the election. Now through Mohammad Muizu, China started funding more anti-India campaign in Maldives. If you listen to Mohammad Muizu's election slogans, the first one was that the Indian government is interfering in Maldives' internal matters. And the second one is that India's military personnel and equipment should immediately leave Maldives soil. And this entire political campaign of Mohammad Muizu was named as India Out Campaign. But who designed this campaign for Muizu? China. After becoming the president in November, Muizu immediately ordered India to withdraw its soldiers from Maldives. By December 2024, India agreed and withdrew some of its soldiers from Maldives. Couple of days back on January 8, 2024, Muizu went on a 5-day visit to China to meet his master for the first time. Maldives and China signed 20 agreements. And now we are hearing in the news that the IMF, International Monetary Fund, has warned Maldives of foreign debt crisis. As of 2021, the Maldives national debt was estimated around $3 billion. And it is because during the tenure of former President Abdullah Yameen, Maldives borrowed heavily from China for construction projects. As a result, Maldives owes around 42% of its foreign debt to China. And as I said, Muizu is following the legacy of Abdullah Yameen, and that is the reason he went to China again. So things don't look that good for Maldives in the coming time, so let's see what happens. Anyhow, I hope you have understood how Muizu became the president, whether accidental or cunning strategist. I leave it up to you to decide. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.